So you've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how my Sleep Number bed has changed my life because, man, I don't know where I'd be because I have a Sleep Number, which is 30, which is meant just for me. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s, and now, because of the innovation, I'm talking about the Comfort Fit pillow right now. You don't even realize how much a pillow means to you until you get a really good one, or you have a really bad one, you're like, man, I need a better pillow. The Comfort Fit pillow, it's the perfect combination of soft comfort and conforming support. Unique fill blend of memory foam with premium down alternative fibers. Really, it means it keeps its shape night after night. My Sleep Number is 30. One place you'll find the Comfort Fit pillow at a Sleep Number store. Right now, you can buy one, get one 50% off. Check all their gifts to get better sleep. You'll only find this at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED and be sure to tell them I told you about this.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Mm. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. And so today's Thursday. We'll throwback Thursday. I appreciate you getting up early with us. And let me just say this. To everybody here in the studio. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
And I hope everybody's getting ready for Christmas, and I hope you're in the holiday mood. You know, we're talking about the things that you love most about Christmas, and Deanna's on in Virginia. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for waking up so early and calling us.
Oh, no problem.
So, hold on. I got to get my Christmas music on, so I just feel in the mood here for the segment. In 3, 2, 1. Oh, there it is. Your favorite part about Christmas?
Well, unfortunately, I work for the post office, so we're about 2 weeks out, and right now my favorite part is when it's over.
Well, got us. So is it really overwhelming right now?
Oh, the last 2 weeks have been insane, and I can't even imagine what the next 2 weeks will bring for us.
Man. A lot of letters in Santa you got to handle there. Make sure they get there. Can you promise all the kids listening right now that the letters are going to get to Santa?
It is not the letters that are a problem. They will all be delivered safely. It's the packages that are driving us crazy.
Ah, got it. All right. Thank you for calling the show. Oh, here's another one. Ron in Ohio. Good morning, Ron.
How you doing, Bobby?
I'm good. Tell me your favorite part about Christmas.
First, the best part of Christmas every year is me and my three kids. They're 12, 8, and 5. We go out to the local tree farm down here in Ohio, and we cut down our own tree every year, and we take some kind of silly picture of us underneath the tree or me underneath the tree trying to cut it down. Just one of the best memories we have every year of Christmas.
And I bet you after a bunch of years, all the pictures beside each other are awesome.
They are. They're definitely memorable, and I think it's going to be something my kids, as they get older, can definitely laugh about. Me trying to crawl underneath the tree trying to cut it down.
Hey, thank you for the call, Ron. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for waking up so early and calling us. Man, that Christmas tree, I just love rocking around it, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Here you go. Boop-a-doo, ba-doo-doo. Rocking around the Christmas tree. What a happy holiday. Hey, tip your waitress. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. I'll be here all week. Tell your friends.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I like this one a lot. I mean, students are smart. These kids, they were at a college, and they wanted to thank the public safety officers on campus.
Right.
And they wanted to do it in the most college way possible. So they hosted a party, a big party, and they called in a noise complaint on themselves.
Oh.
And when the public safety officers showed up, they surprised them with the cake and the party for them.
That's awesome.
Wow. Oh. Thank you, guys.
That's so cool.
I mean, how college and awesome and like forward thinking and like, what can we do to twist it?
Yeah.
Because we just go up and be like, thank you, here's a gift. These college kids, they got it. That's funny, right?
Yeah, because they think they're showing up to work and bust these kids.
And these guys are like, great, we got to go bust another. What is for me?
Love it.
That's awesome. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray. There's a manhunt underway after a cop was killed. Second is in critical condition after a shooting near Georgia Southwestern State University. There's a $30,000 reward. In Tennessee, two teens were charged with starting those wildfires. Both juveniles are in custody. And finally, at a high school in Reno, Nevada, a student was threatening other classmates with a knife. He was shot by a cop after he wouldn't drop the knife. Cop is fine. The student is in critical condition.
What'd you do yesterday?
I spent way too much time freezing cold in a parking garage looking for my car.
I saw your Snapchat where you were in some sort of doctor building.
Yeah, I had an appointment about my tonsils, and oh my goodness. I went to the second floor, third floor, fourth floor, fifth floor, in and out, searching for my car. But I wasn't in a part where the elevator doors would open and I could see my car. I had to leave and go look, and it was freezing cold. Guess where I parked?
Where'd you park?
On the first floor.
Wait, so you get lost so much. Why don't you always put in your car where you are?
Yeah, I know. I used to take pictures of where I was in the parking garage, but I was running late, and I just had to hop out of my car, get on the elevator. But it was weird because there was like lower level, like LLL, you know, on elevators. So I never thought I parked on the first floor.
Yeah, I saw your Snapchat yesterday.
What about you?
I finished getting Lindsay's Christmas present, which was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin anything about it, but I nailed it again. Yeah.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah,
you're pretty
listen.
Confident that it's legit?
Yeah. It's legit. So I finished that yesterday, and we went to look at Christmas lights last night.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That was cute. You gave her a little hangman to get there.
Because if she wouldn't have won and lost hangman, we wouldn't have went.
Are you for real?
Hey. Nah. Wait, it still went.
Honestly, I saw that and I was like, okay, that's legit cute. it is. I was like, okay, props.
It's on my Instagram. What happened was I brought her and I was like, hey, let's play Hangman. And she's like, Hangman? I haven't played this since, you know, fourth grade. I was like, just play Hangman. And so it's like Wheel of Fortune. But if you've never played Hangman, and pretty much Hangman's like one of our pastimes, right, of America?
Yeah.
And so you have to fill in the blanks of, she's like, give me an E. And she went to all vowels first. And yeah. I was like, well, that's cheating. But then she figured it out. And it spelled Jellystone Dancing Lights, which mm-hmm. is where we went last night. So
cute.
Yeah, so I was out late. So tired.
Yeah. Like Bobby wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Time now for some positivity. Tell me something good. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to go first. Now, this is the time of year where hopefully the spirit of the holiday moves you to be especially kind to one another. And now here's another great reason. So they did basically a science experiment, and they found that people that were instructed to perform 3 kind acts every day for other people became much happier than those that they tested who didn't do anything for anybody else. So if you do something kind for someone else, you actually feel better. I got so excited telling that story, I hit my microphone in my hand. I was like, you feel better.
It's awesome.
Okay, there you go. Amy, you're up. Tell me something good.
Well, shout out to a senior in high school who developed an ingestible battery. And you might be thinking like, well,
what would that be for?
Why would you want to swallow a battery?
That is what I'm thinking. Yeah, why would I swallow another battery?
Well, I mean, he's awesome because now he's partnering with doctors that have medical devices that are ingestible. And now they can put the battery in there if you're sick or you have something going on with your organs or in your stomach.
Oh, so it can work inside your body.
Once the device has completed whatever it's supposed to do, it just dissolves in your body. And he came up with the battery.
He's a senior in high school?
Yeah.
It dissolves in your body.
I need to start over on my life.
Yeah. I mean,
a senior in high school is doing this.
I know.
Lunchbox?
For the last 10 months, Rich is sitting on his front porch because they're building an apartment complex across the street from his house, and he tells the workers every morning, hey, good morning. You guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work. You guys are hard workers. Always real nice to him. So these guys were like, man, we want to do something for him. They bought him all this Packers gear and 2 tickets to a Packers game because he's a diehard Packers fan.
Really? That's cool. Ah, I love it.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
So congratulations to Ryan Reynolds. He was named Entertainment Weekly's Entertainer of the Year. They chose him mainly because of his work in Deadpool. So you got Reba McEntire, Kenny Rogers, and Allison Krauss. They're the first confirmed performers at Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountains Rise, a benefit concert for the fires in Tennessee. More acts will be announced soon. The 3-hour concert is Tuesday in Nashville, and it'll air on Great American Country at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Huntsville, Alabama. This group of people spent $1,000 making a holiday float for the parade. All excited, they put it on the back of a truck, going to drive it to the parade. Someone flicks their cigarette on it.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Float goes up in flames.
Oh,
he's showing
goodness.
Me a picture. Oh
what?
No!
Oh,
there's
oh,
a huge
goodness.
Fire coming out of the back of the truck. Oh. Did they catch the people?
No, it was just someone driving by and they threw it out their window, landed on the float, float destroyed.
That's not the Christmas spirit. Oh, I need to do something to get us back in the Christmas spirit. One, two, three. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Everybody, thank you very much. Glad you could join us here in the lounge. Let's go rocking around the Christmas tree. Hey, tippy waitress, have a happy holiday. You know I'll be here all week. Rob, see, dee, zaboo, doo. Hey, yeah. All right. We back in the spirit?
Yeah.
All right. Just making sure. All right. Go, go, go. Wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Post that picture on Facebook.
I feel so bad.
That is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas. Get you back in the mood here. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Are you into Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
No.
Oh, man.
Not really.
Listening to it last night, and it came on, and I was nailing titles of songs.
Really?
And Lindsay and I are both music nerds.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've seen them in concert. She's like, what? I was like, oh, yeah, I went and watched them in concert once. And then she was like, what's that? I was like, oh, this is Christmas Eve Sarajevo. And she was like, well, how do you know that? So then she shazammed it. She was like, it is. Oh. This amazing music. Rock and roll Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's just listen. Let's just. Merry Christmas, everybody. That's like the beginning and the end of it. I just want you to feel it. That's rock and roll. That's rock and roll Christmas.
Yeah.
You make Lindsay play that for you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lindsay, get your guitar out.
Let's play a game.
No, but she was kind of amazed that I knew all the titles. She was like, who knows all the, you know?
That's impressive. I didn't know they had titles of their songs. I just thought they played cool music.
Oh, man. It's awesome. Totally into it last night. I was like, whoo! And then we were driving and this came on. The Luke Bryan Run Run Rudolph. Oh. This is a jam too! Take a look! Let's go! Good stuff right there.
Said Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went a Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
Man, Luke and Christmas, that's a fun combination right there. Take them home, Rudolph! Woo! And that's Rudolph playing the solo, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
That right there. Oh, man. I laughed at this, but maybe because inside of my heart I'm still 11.
Okay.
So they have Finland's Got Talent, much like we have America's Got Talent. And there was a guy, I don't know if you know this song. Hey, you probably do. It's an older Christmas song from John Lennon. So happy Christmas.
Yeah, sure.
War is over. Back and forth. So a guy goes on and he performs this on Finland's Got Talent. And he ends up winning. But he performed it with his hands doing hand farts. Now, listen to how good he is. It takes a second to really get into it, like to understand. So happy Christmas. Happy. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Here he is. Like I'm doing it. I'm warming my throat. And it's not even a throat. It's hands. Yeah. So, okay, here we go. That's why he won, too. Of course, it's hard, but it's like, there you go.
Oh.
You're kind of, but that's the concept there. It's just air pockets and just like.
I think getting it to do all the different notes.
Yeah, like the harder you push, the higher it's going to be.
Oh.
But that sounds impossible.
Yeah, well, that's why he wins. So happy Christmas. I'd like to play him at the same time, but I don't think I have that ability. But. I like how the crowd's getting into it.
Yeah.
You get it, buddy?
You're killing it.
Yeah, like never in his life has he been cool for this ever, and now he's the king.
Yeah.
It's much like being a nerd going through school and like, oh, I'm a nerd. Then all of a sudden you're so smart that you're running a company and now you're the king.
Mm.
This guy was the hand fart nerd, and now he's the king of Finland. He was just elected.
Can you even do one?
I can't. You see, there are people that can a little bit.
Ah!
But again, if
really.
you probably have a skill at it. First of all, like I can clover my tongue. Can you clover your tongue?
Let me see.
Do what?
Oh, like a taco? Oh,
no.
Whoa, no, that ridges.
I can do four. Yeah, I can do like a four-leaf clover.
Let me see the four.
Can't do that.
Oh, whoa.
That's so it's just things, that little weird things that we can do that he could probably go with
his hands. Like specially made to make those noises.
Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Never know what secret talent you got hidden that'll make
right.
you a little bit of money.
I can pinch with my toes.
Yeah, I can pick stuff with my toes and throw stuff. And
throw stuff with your toes?
Oh, yeah.
I just
grab stuff.
No, nothing that big. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Yesterday, I was like, man, how do I become more of a man? Because I want to be manly to my girlfriend. And I was like, hey, should I buy a Jeep? Which probably is just a quick solution, not a real good one.
Right, right.
But I do like Jeeps. I was looking at them yesterday. They're pretty cool looking. So she calls me yesterday, and she says, hey, I have a problem. I said, what? What happened? She goes, I need to get the bottom part of a light bulb out of the socket. The light had broken off and there was no way to get the bulb out. And I was like, oh, what? She goes, I'm gonna take some pliers. Like, no, don't take pliers to it. All you gotta do is go get a potato and shove the potato into it and turn the potato. Because the potato, and she was like, okay, how'd you know that? I said, well, because I used to work on light fixtures and a little bit of plumbing and did a lot of construction. I didn't even realize I was so manly until I started talking.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard of the potato trick.
Neither have I.
And so she takes the potato, there it goes, out of there.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, you can use a potato or Play-Doh.
So you turned the power off, though, right? You told her to turn the power off first.
Well, it wasn't going to light up anyway.
Okay.
But you don't want to be a conductor with those. But yesterday, as hard of times you were giving me, and I was giving myself.
Yeah.
I stepped away. She was like, man, that was manly. I was like, maybe I don't need a Jeep.
Dang, yeah, just call
a potato.
All
I need is a potato, apparently. When worked out yesterday, I ran hills in front of my house. And so I'm obsessed right now with just getting as fit as I possibly can. Like right now, so much so that Amy's like weirded out by me because it's all I focus on. Mm-hmm. I'm eating perfectly. I'm working out as hard as I can.
Was it that you want to get as fit as possible, or like? But I feel like you're obsessed with the number on the scale a little bit.
Well, the number on the scale does affect the overall. Amy looked me up yesterday to see if I was underweight. I'm a bit underweight.
Yeah,
I'm 6 foot tall, about 155 or so, which is thin. But I'm trying to get, you know, chiseled.
Okay. So you're still building muscle.
Nah, I'm probably losing a little bit. Okay. I'm working hard. Like, I'm trying to get the...
Yeah, I'm just worried.
I'm probably the most fit I've ever been in my life right now.
I just don't want you to take it to an extreme.
Oh, I take everything to extremes. I love it. You know how I reward myself with a good workout? And I'm not kidding.
What? How?
A Werther's Original. I have a...
Really?
They're fantastic. Oh, anything I've ever said bad about Werther's Original, completely wrong.
Yeah, they're so good.
It's like Lowell Caramel Heavens. Mm-hmm. You put them right into your mouth.
And so you're able to just eat one? Right now, or do you have someone rationing them out
to you? Yeah, she has to ration them out for me. She has the box.
You did good workout today. Here's your Werther's Original.
Just one.
Because I will eat the entire box.
Exactly.
In one setting.
And that's not going to do much for your 155, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they're just little caramel delights.
They're 155.
They're very delightful.
Bobby.
Can you tell?
Yes.
100%.
Yes. We were in Vegas. We were playing that show in Vegas, our band, The Raging Idiots. And JoJo, the station manager, comes up and goes, you're always in shape, but are you shrinking?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm working hard right now. I'm going on vacation during Christmas.
And you want
to
have fun.
And I want to be able to have at least one meal where I'm like, I'll take a cupcake, please.
Just one.
I was thinking maybe a couple.
No.
Yeah, maybe the whole week.
And if this TV show thing I'm doing gets picked up, you got to stay like.
I must admit, your discipline is admirable. Oh, like
discipline.
But I mean, look at James Corden.
That's all I can think about.
Like, look at Kimmel.
No, wait, Kimmel's a very small guy.
Bob, are you just naming people that are on TV that don't have to be super skinny?
They're all tiny people.
They are?
Yeah. Like, if I didn't see Crest in person, you're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, a manly...
That's what people are going to think about you now. They're going to be like, I met Bobby Bone in person, tiny. And I was like, what?
I do often get you're taller than I expected. So when people, they're like, hey, wow, you're taller than I expected. I'm like, yeah, 6'5", people don't even realize it.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Maybe if you puff the hair.
No, I don't puff the hair. I got a haircut yesterday, too. It's so weird not tipping the person, especially during the holidays. What are my hobbies? Like, I enjoy exercising after I'm done. I hate working out, love having to have worked out. There's a big difference.
Huge.
I enjoy the feeling after a workout.
You never regret it.
I enjoy watching the Arkansas Razorbacks, and I enjoy tipping. Like, those are my three hobbies.
You're so nice.
Yeah.
I just enjoy, listen, awesome. I work for tips forever.
Yeah.
So I enjoy tipping. I enjoy, and you can't tip at my haircut place. And it's like holiday time, and so what do? So I went and put some money in her tailpipe. Yeah.
You did
really?
Not.
She's never
going to
find that.
And I never told her. Blowout.
That's the biggest waste of a
tip. I put some money in a banana in the tailpipe.
Well, surely he would text her and be like, check your tailpipe.
She's like, well, I'm home.
And that just sounds bad.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, you get it's one text.
I put a tip in your tailpipe.
Her husband looks at her text, Bobby left money in your tailpipe.
Why do you get a message from BB saying, check your tailpipe? Sarah and Austin. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
Hey, so I just wanted to touch on the whole, Bobby being a manly topic from yesterday morning. In my opinion, I love it when men fix things or work with their hands or build something. And so, you know, this whole light bulb fixing story with the potato, that just, like, won me over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I should talk like this a little bit.
Listen, it was a rough day for me yesterday. I was questioning myself, like, man, I need to do something to become more manly. It's just hidden inside. It's like a diamond inside some coal. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to see like a bag of potatoes in Bobby's car.
Everywhere I go. I got a potato for everything. In the Christmas spirit of things, Lunchbox came on the air and said, I'm angry at my recycle man because he put an envelope on the recycling container and said, send me a tip. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, but I don't think I said that it was rude of him to do that.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Are you remembering now?
Yeah, I kind of went off on a tangent saying that it was inappropriate, he shouldn't do that, and he should just be grateful that he has a good paying job.
Dang.
Man. Dang, that's hardcore.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And I said I like Christmas.
I every do. Time you every time you do that, angel gets his wings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah. And so then, I mean, the day I did that, I go out to lunch and I come out to my car. And I back up and I hear, what is that noise? I get out. Oh, flat tire. A flat tire. Like, either Dwayne the Recycle Man came to my car.
Okay, he didn't come flat your tire.
He doesn't know where you park your car.
Okay, if he didn't do it, the recycling gods or whoever, the tipping gods up there, they gave me a flat tire. They said
a special group of tipping gods?
Oh, yeah, they exist. They're definitely there.
They sent the karma police to my car and flattened my tire.
Oh, the karma police.
Yeah, and I got busted.
So you think the karma thing got you?
Oh, my. Do you believe in karma?
I believe you affect your own surroundings.
Oh. Okay.
If you do good, odds are good's going to come back all the time. No. But more times than not, if you're doing good to others, they're going to do good back to you. And you create change in other people. That's what I believe. Do I think there's some kind of mysterious force? I don't know. Named karma.
So you don't believe in the karma police?
No.
I don't think the karma police.
I mean, how do you explain it happening on the same day that I...
I'm not saying it's not true.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's not true, but you know. Are you going to tip Dwayne now?
No, because the bad stuff already happened. I'm not tired.
Come on. Rachel in Fayetteville, Arkansas, you're on.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
I also have been hit by said karma police.
Yeah, what happened with you?
Well, I hit a deer and totaled out my car.
But why?
Yeah, what'd you do?
What'd you do?
Well, I wasn't where I was supposed to be, number one.
I feel like he's holding back parts of the story. She doesn't want. Okay, go ahead. You weren't where you were supposed to be, okay?
And therefore, I couldn't be where I was supposed to be because of said deer.
There's a lot of terms.
I feel like I could pick up what she's putting down. You know?
Listen.
I don't know.
I wasn't where I was supposed to be. I was with someone I wasn't supposed to be with.
Right.
We were doing something we weren't supposed to be doing.
So I hit a deer.
Happens. Hanging out with the Bobby
Bones Show. We have a kid expert on our show. It's Eddie Jr., 8 years old. Eddie's son. What'd you guys talk about?
We talked about the top five toys that I guess kids his age want this Christmas.
Let's talk about the top five things that kids your age want for Christmas, right? Let's start with number five. What is it?
Barbies. Girls want Barbies.
Are the girls in your school talking about Barbies?
No, I'm just guessing because girls like Barbies.
What's number four?
Trampoline. Someone told me that they wanted a trampoline for Christmas.
Yeah?
It was a girl.
Okay. What's number three?
Bikes.
How do you know people your age want bikes?
Because I went to Toys R Us, and I tried out a bike, and other people are trying out bikes.
So you want a bike, and when you were buying bikes, you noticed that other kids were looking at bikes, too.
Yeah.
What's number two?
Troll toys.
So you're talking about troll characters, like from the movie.
Yeah.
Now, what's number one toy that most kids your age are wanting for Christmas this year?
Hatchimals!
Do you even know what that is?
Yeah.
So it's a toy animal that hatches once it's kind of ready to, what, be born?
Yeah.
And does that sound fun to you?
No.
Like, parents are freaking out all over the country because they go to stores looking for Hatchimals and they can't find any.
Well, lucky for you, I don't want one.
Thank you. So those are the five toys that kids your age want for Christmas this year.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Lucky for you,
lucky
Dad.
Lucky for me. You wanted to point that out.
He's like, so wink, wink, you better get me something
I feel
else.
Like that bike one was like a hint to me.
Yes.
Like,
did he circle a bike, though?
He did
lift?
Circle a bike.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he slid one in there.
Yes, he did.
But lucky for you, he'll just take a bike and not a hatchimal.
Right.
Funny, I think he's beyond his years.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Rolling Stone put out a list of the best country albums of 2016.
Give me the top three. Number three.
Number three is Margo Price, Midwest Farmer's Daughter.
She's good. We had her play on our show last year. Mm-hmm. I like Margo. Number two.
Miranda Lambert's The Weight of These Wings.
Number one.
Maren Morris, Hero.
You know what I'm afraid is going to get Maren?
What?
Is that she's on top of every list. It's the Angelina Jolie effect.
Oh.
People will stop putting her at the top of the list because it's so good. Everyone puts her at the top of the list. So you're going to be like, I don't want to be like everybody else. You hope that doesn't happen to Maren.
Yeah. don't know.
But congratulations to Maren. That's awesome.
Shout out.
Yep.
So Forbes says that Johnny Depp is the most overpaid actor of 2016, and this is his second straight year to be at the top of that list.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Do you care at that point? Do you care if people say you're overpaid? It just means you're not worth the movies that you're making, right?
Well, what it is so for every dollar he gets paid, they make $2.80 is what I read, and it's the lowest. Will Smith makes $5. He was at number two.
Yeah.
I love Will Smith movies.
Me too.
I'll go watch it all. It means that you're big enough, they have to give you a lot of money to get you in a movie.
Okay.
That's what it means.
All right.
It's not negative.
Okay.
They're still making money.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Hope they don't say that about us.
I know. I was like, are we an overpaid right.
They do a radio
show?
List. Oh, no.
You'd be like, no, we're good. I'm Amy. That's your 30 seconds, Kenny.
Brandy in Kentucky. Good morning, Brandy.
Morning, Bobby.
How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
You know, I'm good. What can I help you with today?
Okay, I need some advice.
Is it for
you? I know that, yes.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, I know that you had some hard Christmases growing up, and right now I'm in a situation to where I don't think I'm going to be able to get my son anything for Christmas, and I was wondering what your mom or grandma did to help when they didn't have any help and couldn't get you anything for Christmas. How did they make it to where you still had a really good Christmas and you were happy?
A couple things. So, man, my grandma was very loving. And first, I think they instilled for me at a very young age, and I think somewhat because I grew up very poor, but I think somewhat it was also to appreciate the little things. It was that, you know, stuff really doesn't matter that much. And so I was taught that. For whatever reason, I was taught that big gifts don't matter that much. And then we relied on youth groups, church. You know, every Christmas people would knock on our door and go, and they would have presents for us. And I never at the time knew where it came from. I remember once, I was like 8, and I got a paint watercolor set. I never wanted a paint watercolor set, but it was like the only Christmas present I got. And so then I really wanted a paint watercolor set. It was actually quite fantastic. Never would have picked it out, but someone gave it to me. And I think people saw that we were hurting, and they helped because of that. Now, that's what happened inside of my family. So you have one kid, Brandy?
Yes, sir.
How old is he?
Actually, I have three, but the two older ones, they're adults. But I have a 6-year-old that I'm raising by myself right now.
What does he want for Christmas?
Well, he wanted an Xbox, and I finally convinced him that he was a little too young for the Xbox. But I thought that I was going to be able to get him a battery-powered four-wheeler from Walmart because we ended up having to move out in the middle of nowhere, and we live on 4 acres. And I live with family because we had to leave. A long story. Anyway, I convinced him of that, and I really thought I was going to be able to afford it and get it for him, and that was going to be his big gift from Santa.
How much is a battery-powered four-wheeler? Like, I'm just wondering how big we're talking here.
Oh, no. It's like $200 at Walmart.
All right. I'll take care of that.
No.
Secondly, listen, I got help. Why don't you let me help you? I just told you my story. I would not have been able to get by without help. So, Brandy, I'm making you take my help. Or you're banned from listening to the show. You pick, Brandy.
And he can ban you.
Yeah, and I'll ban you. I'll have your radio turned right off.
He has powers like that.
So, first of all, I'm going to make sure that he gets battery power. Whatever the four-wheeler is, I'll make sure that he gets it. What kind of... The Xbox that he wanted, is it like a... Which Xbox is it?
He wanted the Call of Duty, but I think he's a little too young for Call of Duty.
Here's what I have at my house. Eddie, I got to pull it back.
Do it.
I have an Xbox I've never used before in my life.
No.
It's the whatever the one that came out was like 6 months ago. It's like gold or something.
Yeah.
I'll send that to you as well. And you, whatever games you decide, and I'll send you whatever games I have too. How about that?
No. You have no idea how much that touches me.
I know that I wouldn't have been able to have those Christmases if it weren't for people helping out. I'm luckily at a place in my life where I can help out now. So, Brandy, I would hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much.
I want you to stay on the line, and we're going to get all your information. But here's the one caveat. The one thing that I need. And I'm not going to post it, but I need to see him on the four-wheeler whenever you get it.
Absolutely.
And he must be smiling in the picture. I need to know he loves it.
That's the thing. Everything he's went through, this kid has such a big heart and is always happy.
Okay, we'll make sure he gets taken care of. Today's December 8th, so we got time.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your information. I know you didn't call for this. I know you legitimately didn't call, so I got you, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, Brandy. Hang on. Hey, Morgan, will you take care of that? It's line 5. Don't let Ray do it. Ray will forget. Just leave her on hold for 3 hours. All right, Brandy on line 5.
Aw.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm not good at the
the
rest of the stuff.
I got you.
Earlier, Lunchbox was talking about his recycling man who comes by, grabs his recycling container. His recycling man put an envelope on the side of the container that said, here's my home address if you want to mail me a tip. And Lunch is like, what? A tip? You're crazy. And so on the phone right now is Johnny in Virginia Beach. Johnny, good morning.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for calling. Would you like to add some insight to this?
Hey, listen, I've been a garbage man for the city of Virginia Beach for about 11 years now. And, man, I can tell you, we work hard. You know, it's nasty work. And, but I got to say, bro, I agree with Lunchbox 100%. That is, it's just so tacky to do that, I think.
Man, I know you guys work hard and it's a tough job. I never said it wasn't, and I appreciate what you guys do. I just felt like it was tacky and uncalled for.
He's agreeing with you.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I'm saying.
Why are you fighting him, dude?
I'm not fighting him, but people are telling me how
to dude, he's got your back.
Dude, he called to support you.
You don't let me finish my statement.
He's not used to people supporting him.
No, it's not. Now you listen, buddy.
No, wait.
Go ahead.
And that's what I'm saying, so I'm glad that you see it from my angle and you support my, you know, view.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just think it's tacky. I mean, and in the city of Virginia Beach, I mean, we would be fired so quick for something like that, without a doubt.
Well, you know, I guess I just disagree. I'm just into, if you put an envelope, it makes it easier for me to get you a tip. If I want to get you a tip, and if I don't, great, I just put it back in the recycling bin. I do love to tip, though.
Mm-hmm.
One of my hobbies. I love it. Oh, I love it. Well, Lunch, you do you, buddy.
I am.
Yeah.
Tell him thank you, Lunch.
No, I did. Thank you for calling in and supporting me and showing the rest of America what the right way to deal with this
is. Oh, no, come on. I've said before publicly and been ridiculed on this show, as a matter of fact, that I think in the next 10 years, movie theaters are done.
I thought you were crazy.
The theaters, I think they're just done.
Still think you're crazy.
Hey, it's always crazy till it happens.
You're right.
Then this story comes out. 21st Century Fox, Warner Brothers, Universal Pictures, all are in talks with Apple to allow movies to be in people's houses for $50 per rental within the first 2 weeks they come out.
Wow.
Now, you hear the word $50. Let's just think about it using logic and people and numbers.
Okay.
First of all, you don't go to the movie by yourself. Occasionally, I do, but you guys will make fun of me for that, too. Man, I get picked on a lot up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say you go as you and a buddy, you and a wife, you and a husband, whatever. You're looking at $20 right there.
Just for tickets.
Just for tickets. Okay?
Probably more than that if it's at night.
I'm staying low,
just for
the sake of the argument.
Oh, okay.
$20 right there. On top of that, gas. Let's say $3.
Okay.
There and back. You're at $23 right now. Now, you go to the movie. It's hard to go with all that influence and not buy something.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably $10 more minimally.
Yeah, you're going low.
You're about $35 right there. And that's on the low end of a two-person. Not including if you make it a night of other things.
Right.
For $50, you can stay in your house, eat your food that you already have, and watch a movie. Do you think people do this? You don't have to go sit in some uncomfortable chair. You don't have to be sitting beside somebody, an armrest.
Germs.
People are going to eat this up. And $50 on the surface is expensive, but if you're going to go to a movie anyway, you're probably going to pay close to that regardless.
Yeah, like look at Eddie. He has a wife and two kids. That's already $50 in tickets.
Easy. If it's over two people, the $50 makes itself already.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Eddie, I ask you, am I crazy?
I still think you're a little crazy because of the experience of going to a movie.
Okay, it's like the experience of...
I believe this is why the kids' movies are like dominating box offices these days, because kids love going to the movies.
Do your kids like watching cartoon movies at the house?
They do.
Yeah.
But they love going to the theater and watching it.
Hey, I rest,
more.
I rest my case.
But Bobby, sometimes parents need a thing to go do to get out of the house.
That too.
No, but don't you just turn things on for your kids to watch so you don't have to like...
entertain them?
Deal with them?
I mean...
Yeah, kind of.
I was babysat by the TV a lot as a kid.
Yeah, that's definitely a scapegoat.
All I'm saying is $50 on the high side of that too, because $25 is the minimum of the movies. This is going to really catch on.
So are you still holding the 10-year
mark?
Yeah,
10 years, movie theaters will be like Blockbusters.
I mean,
ooh, non-existent.
That's like 2026.
There's still a Blockbuster in Alaska.
There is.
That is thriving, I read.
I bet.
Like, people don't understand what it used to be like on a Friday night or Saturday night to go to Blockbuster.
That was the place to be.
You would go, and there was like bees swarming over the new section on the back wall. And you had to go down it alphabetically. You could go from the left side to the right. And if you pass one up, it's almost like you couldn't go back in the buffet until you went back.
Yep.
You had to get back in line.
And you'd wait at the turn-in bin and be like, has it been turned in yet?
That's sound.
Oh,
that
walk in.
Yes.
Of the tape falling through the bin.
And if you wanted something like a sports movie, and you saw like an older lady, you'd be like, oh, for sure she doesn't have it. So you'd watch. You'd be like, does he have a? Is he a sports movie guy?
Yep.
Did he drop Rudy in there?
He did.
He did.
Oh, Rudy. Man.
And be kind. Rewind.
Yeah.
Or you get fined.
Or you get fined. Like another rental fee, which is $2.50.
Yep. Late fees. Oh my goodness. Man.
Right now we're talking in like scripture to kids who have no idea what's happening. Blockbuster kids. That was that and the Civil War. So two things we were a part of. It was just crazy. Mr. Bobby Bones. Brittany in Arkansas, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I just wanted to call and tell you thank you so much. I know you just made that woman's Christmas and that little boy's Christmas. You know, I've got two kids myself, and Christmas is hard these days.
Well, if anything, what I would like for our listeners to take away from it is if they can help somebody, help somebody. I don't think it's, and hopefully it's not about me, but if I can help somebody, I think a lot of other people out there can help somebody. And if you can, please do. And I hope people take that. And if some reason it inspires people to do something awesome, then I think I kind of did my job, I guess, as a human.
Yes, so, I agree.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Where are you at in Arkansas?
I'm in Russellville.
Oh, the Wonder Boys.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my home turf, dude.
Oh, wow. Mm.
By the way, did you see Arkansas cheese dip beat Texas queso?
I saw it.
I know Eddie saw it. He brought it up. Eddie brought it up to me. He's like, did you see you were... And for me, it's tough because I grew up in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I love Austin. That's my home, too.
I mean, I see you defending both a little bit.
It's hard. And I'm like, Eddie, but... Then you're, I'm like, but.
I'm going to need a taste test. What?
Right.
But it was a blind taste test.
It was like people in the government, they tasted it and they had to pick which one was better and they picked Arkansas.
And we call it cheese dip where
which
I grew
is a
up.
Crime where I'm from.
And then when I moved to Austin in my 20s, I was like, oh, it's not cheese dip anymore. It's queso.
Yes.
And so, you know.
But they make it the same way?
No.
Ish?
Not.
I got to taste this. I got to know because queso is everything in Texas.
I talked to my stepdad yesterday. Who's being referred to now as Arkansas Keith, by the way.
That's awesome.
Does he know this?
No. I don't even know that he knows he's on the air with us when we talk to him sometimes. He's just like, we're talking.
He's like, what are you doing?
Duck season actually started today.
Okay.
He was setting up the blinds yesterday. Yeah. He texted me. I said, hey, how'd it go? And his text back to me was, and I'll read to you as he wrote it to me. He said, been getting blinds repaired and ducks ready. But he spelled it. You want to read it, how you spelled it? Read it how you would read it.
Ben gettin' blinds repaired and deckies ready.
That means he was getting his blinds fixed and his ducks ready.
Ben is B-I-N, which I like. Yeah. And then gettin' is G-I-T-T-E-N. God, I love that.
Today.
I love that.
Today's the first day of duck season. He doesn't get to listen to the show because he's hunting.
He's hunting.
Yeah, he's hunting every morning. But he was on with us yesterday.
And the one day he wasn't hunting, what was he doing? Working on decoys.
And he had his duck call with him. Yeah. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm working on decoys right now.
Love it.
So that's what he was doing yesterday. Man, there's if you missed it, the guy who won Finland's Got Talent, he performed the song from John Lennon, Happy Christmas, War is Over. So happy Christmas. But he did it with his hands, doing fart noises. And as funny as it is, it's also quite amazing. He's just squeezing his hands together.
Happy
nothing gets me in the Christmas mood like a little hand farting. That's funny. Last night, I went over, and my girlfriend loved Christmas lights. She has some sort of obsession with decorating and Christmas lights, and
yeah,
just loves it. Like, she's decorated my house. She's always like, let's go look at lights. And I always do that. I bought humbug about lights.
Right.
And so she comes in and says, hey, she was working on some music. That's what she does. And so I was like, hey, let's play Hangman. And she's like, oh, Hangman? I haven't played this since I was like 9. And I was like, just fill it out. And so what you do is every letter you miss, you have to guess letters. You draw like a circle, and you don't want the man to be hanging.
No.
Right? You don't want it to be like the 17th century where they would just stick people up there and
created
them.
That game.
Not cool.
The game actually isn't that nice.
Yeah, no, it's like, not. Now that I think about it, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I drew it on my Instagram and I put the picture of it up, I was like, Hangman. Holy, interesting.
You guessing those letters is depending, the man's depending on you.
I never really like thought about his crazy life. That is.
So she's like, Hangman. And so she does it. And I wrote out in the Hangman letters, Jellystone Dancing Lights, because in town there's this huge light display that you drive through, and it's probably a half mile long, and you drive all the way through it.
It's legit.
So anyway, this is on my Snapchat. I took my phone out, and she hit it, and I'm like, all right, let's go get in the car. It was turning dark. She never thought we were going to watch lights, so this is her last night.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. Just, yeah, I never thought this moment was going to happen.
Let's go look at lights.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. Aww. That's so cute.
And so she was talking to my dog. And so me, her, and the dog went out and drove to the lights last night.
All right. We have the Christmas channel on. We're going through.
I'm so excited.
We're about to see some lights. Dusty, you ready, buddy? No, he didn't care.
He's just chilling in the back seat. He's just happy to go for a car ride. And then we drove to the lights.
Yeah, you got a good system.
That was the lights. Yeah. They go right with the music.
They're synchronized.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
cool.
It's synchronized.
Dang.
Did you hear yourself?
I did, and I didn't know when I recorded.
Yeah, because I know you and Amy do like fasten your seatbelt and leave your lights
talking,
on or whatever.
And I was like, I don't remember recording this.
I'm like, what? Yeah, I do
every time because we do it every year too.
We must have done that years ago.
Yeah, for sure. Probably when we first moved here.
I had no idea. I'm like, hey guys, bye. And I was like, what the? Dude, my voice.
Dusty gets his ears up, huh?
And I'm like, and Dusty, if you're listening, speak. So that's what we did last night.
That's super cool. Yeah. She said it was not. Oh.
You talked to her?
Did I say it? Well, we were texting about something else.
Like, Amy's like,
wait.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm sure she wouldn't care. But she said, it was so cute. I was so surprised, and it was awesome to see that romantic side from him come out from time to time.
Oh.
My heart's melting.
That stuff doesn't embarrass me. Like, I love it.
Smiley face emoji, smiley face emoji, smiley face emoji.
Great.
Next three.
I like making her happy.
Clearly, she likes
I'm not
it.
Letting these guys over here.
Oh.
You know, that doesn't bother me.
It's okay.
I'm good. I love it.
Why are you turning red?
I love it. I'm not turning red. I love it. I'm not turning red. I'm not turning blue.
Why are you turning red?
No. You're turning a little something. That's
Something's
not your spray
happening
tan.
Over there.
I got a red spray tan last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty awesome moment. You're in the Apple store.
Yeah, I was at the mall in the Apple store getting some stuff, and the salesperson there, or one of the workers, recognized me and said, hey, you know, if you have a second, like, I have to tell you this cool Pimp and Joy story that happened.
By the way, for those that are new to the show, what Pimp and Joy is, we started it years ago, but it's about finding happiness within yourself and then spreading it to others in any way possible. Like, there are no rules to it. It's just to push along some sort of happiness and help as best you can. So go ahead.
Right. So she was helping a lady who was in there buying a new computer for a family at her church who was fostering a teenage kid. And I guess the computer would be really helpful for the teenager, you know, for schoolwork and just life in general. And so she was there trying to, you know, pick one out. And then the girl working was like, that's just really awesome of you. She's like, you know, I'm just trying to do my part to spread joy. And then the lady who was buying the computer, her husband walked up and was like, hey, and he had a Pimp and Joy hat on. And so then the sales girl was like, Right now, you're spreading joy. Your husband has a Pimpin' Joy hat. Do y'all listen? Obviously, y'all listen to the Bobby Bones Show. And they were like, yeah. And she said it was just a really awesome moment because I listened to the Bobby Bones Show. And then we all talked about our different joy moments and Pimpin' Joy and, the past few years, how we've all just enjoyed it so much. And I don't know. I just thought it was really cool that she came up and told me that story.
Apple Store got me all emotional.
I know.
That's cool.
Isn't that so neat?
It's always cool to see people in Pimpin' Joy hats.
Yeah.
Because you just feel like you know them automatically. Like, you just go, what up?
Yeah.
And sometimes they look at me like, what up? My friend John gave me this hat. Oh. I'm like, oh, sorry.
I ran into a tree once trying to say hi to someone.
You did. You hurt yourself.
Because they had a Pimpin' Joy hat on, and I was, like, screaming at them, and I ran into
a tree. And we ran right into a tree. Like, literally ran right into a tree.
Literally.
Reading a story about how we're getting dumber at math in America. And everybody else is getting smarter. And I'm like, do I believe this? I've been seeing this my whole life.
Probably it's true.
Well, then I started to think, on a personal level, where would I be in math? And I was okay. I was actually pretty good.
I'm sure you were.
But then I think about Eddie, who just had to do his son's homework.
Yeah.
And his son's in elementary school.
And I failed miserably.
And you failed.
And you were like, hey, you can turn that in. You're going to get 100.
It was a double check thing.
What did he get?
He got a 50.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Jr., 8 years old. Brought his homework to his dad and said, Dad, we check my homework.
Yeah, I'm going to submit it tomorrow. Like, we just make sure that I did it right. And I'm like, sure, of course.
Did you check every problem or did you just kind of skim it real quick?
No, I looked at everything. I recounted everything, did the calculations again. I promise. And I looked at it and I said, yeah, that's right. And then I went down the list and everything was right. I'm like, you're good to go, son.
And he brought it back in.
And the next day he was just like, you double checked it. Like, I don't understand. I got a 50. And I was like, let me see that again. Sure
then you
enough.
Double check, you trouble check. No, it's right, son.
Sure enough.
Did you see your mistakes the second time?
Yeah, I saw them the second time. I know what I did wrong.
So, you learned.
Do you feel, A, like it's your fault and you're a bad parent because you didn't catch it? Or B, he's in school. Why is he not learning this?
Well, I feel a little bit of both. Like, yes, it's a
you
different...
You must pick one.
It's a different method that these kids are doing these days.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Not what they taught us.
Yeah. Oh.
So there were a couple ways to get to that answer, and that wasn't what they wanted.
Do you A, blame you, or B, blame him?
I'm going to blame myself, because he's probably listening right now. It's my fault. 100% my fault.
Or is it his?
I mean, it could be a little bit of both of us.
Like, I would be like, hey... I messed up, but you're the first line of defense. I need you to learn and teach me.
No, he's in second grade. Like, he's got, like...
He should tutor you.
No, like, he's learning. I've learned.
Yeah,
we're you know, as they say. Like, I've already done my learning.
1 to 10, 1 being terrible student, 10 being amazing student. Where would you have been in that category, Eddie?
3.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, I just got by my whole life.
Preach.
Wow.
Almost, like, not because I couldn't get higher, like, get better grades.
Okay, that's what everybody says.
No, I just wanted to coast.
Yeah.
It was just like, when's it due? Okay.
Everybody can get better grades. Everybody can work harder. Everybody.
According to them.
Everybody can work harder. And where were you on the scale?
Yeah. I guess just a 1-up, Eddie. I'll go 4.
So you're a little better student than Eddie was. Below average, just hanging out.
But... Eddie and I probably were really social.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah. I mean, who cares if we were tardy?
We have street smarts.
Oh, what about you, Bobby? 9, 10.
10 and a half.
11. Oh, wait, you hate that when we go over.
Why do you...
What do you... Okay, just answer. What
you
were
ask
you?
Me a question and you make fun of me before I can even answer?
You're right.
We're just sorry, we're just jealous.
Like, I would just... I mean, being for real, probably like 9.
Like a 10.
Like, why weren't you a 10? Like, who was better?
Because I got a
B
in typing.
Oh,
like, otherwise, I'd have ran the gamut, man. Boom!
And whose fault was the typing?
Me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't good with my hands as good. ASD, JFK, semicolon, whatever. I couldn't hit it.
So now it's a hand disorder.
Yeah.
Dude, you're a champ at typing now. I hear you every morning.
I'm like a machine gun,
he
dude.
Mastered it.
Lunchbox, where would you be on that scale?
I was definitely a 2.
Oh, the Lord.
I mean, I was barely top 50% and I failed multiple classes.
Oh, you failed class?
Oh, I never failed class.
I had to retake geometry.
Of course I failed class.
Oh, then I'm like a 6. If this is the caliber of people we're talking about with my...
You guys are now a caliber of people.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie's 8-year-old brought some math homework home. We were talking about this yesterday, talked about it a little this morning, and Eddie checked it all. Checked it from top to bottom and said, son, you nailed this. Take it into class.
Yeah.
And he took it in and came back with that grade, and it was a
50.
And
yeah, 50%.
100.
Not good. And I feel like I lost his trust.
Oh, no.
It's not good.
Kara and Austin, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Eddie's telling the story. Do you relate at all?
Oh, 100%. My son was in second grade last year. This year it's a little bit better, but it was like my worst part of the day is having to come home and do homework because it was frustrating and same thing happened. He was getting things wrong and it was a fit every night and he was crying and I'm like, what are these teachers teaching these kids? And so I actually called a meeting with the teacher and I had to have her teach me how they were doing math because I was completely lost.
Oh, wow.
Man, that's it.
So as a parent, since I'm about to be one, because my mom didn't do this with me.
Mine either.
You help them with their homework?
No,
you check
no, no.
It?
No, that you double check it just to make sure that.
He brings homework to me, and yeah, I would double check it. But he was so lost, and I was so lost, and I was confusing him more, and it was just a big mess.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, hey, Kara, thank you for the call. Thanks for your honesty.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Megan in D.C. Hey, Megan.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. Will you tell us a story, please?
Oh, my gosh. My daughter's 9, and the math homework is ridiculous. I have to Google it to figure out what the heck they're teaching. It's called, like, compacted math.
Eddie was Googling something.
Yeah, it's Common Core, I think, is what
Common Core, yes. Common
right?
Core.
Gosh, what is that?
Yeah, what?
It makes no sense.
It doesn't.
They have to, like, draw out, like, graphs and, like, tens are a certain shape and
yes.
Then ones are another shape and it makes no sense. I have to Google it or I have to text the other parents. And does anyone know what they're doing?
There's a support group online.
Dude, the struggle is real.
There's a text group. Thank you, Megan. Thank you for sharing that and being honest. Wow.
Wow.
See the things that you bring to light that other parents probably yes. didn't know they were experiencing until you brought that to us.
Amy, I'm going to start teaching you now so you're prepared.
I give up.
I'm going to tell you guys, yesterday I was on the air and I was talking about this song and I was working out yesterday and I was playing it during my workout and it was just like climbing up iTunes. That new Brothers Osborne song called It Ain't My Fault. I mean, first of all, Eddie and I have been singing it all show long. Like, this is the song that radio needs right now. It is just a jam. I don't know if you've heard this yet. I'm going to play new music for you. I'll give you a taste of it. It's from Brothers Osborne. It Ain't My Fault. Download this baby right here.
Blame the whiskey on the beer, blame the beer.
I'll let them do it.
Blame the whiskey on the beer, blame the beer on the whiskey, blame the morning on the night for who's lying here with me, blame the bar for the band, blame the band for the song, blame the song for the party that went all night long, but it ain't my fault, no it ain't my fault, might have had a little fun, might have wrong got done, but it ain't my fault. For the hurting, blame the hurting on the heart, blame the dark on the devil, blame the devil on the dark, blame the X for the drinking, blame the drinking for the X, blame the 2-for-1 tequilas for whatever happens next, but it ain't my fault. No, it ain't my fault. Might have had a little fun, might have wrong got done, but it ain't my fault.
Break it down, boy.
I need an alibi, find me a witness who can testify. You made a mistake, you got the wrong guy. I'm only guilty of a damn good time. No, it ain't my fault.
New Brothers Osborne there. Download that, baby. I was working out yesterday. Hard to. It's called It Ain't My Fault.
Blame my reason on my name. Blame my name on my reason. Blame my
smoke on the fire, blame fire on the smoke, blame the fight on the bouncer that couldn't take a joke, but it ain't my fault. You made a mistake, you got the wrong guy. I'm only guilty of a damn good time. No, it ain't my fault. No, it ain't my fault. No, it ain't my fault.
That's a song radio needs right there. Upbeat. Rocking country.
Yeah.
Woo!
Dang.
That's a jam. Like, that's a jam. Like, I don't know there's been a jam in country music that hard in a year.
It's been a while.
A solid long time since I've heard a jam, just straight up jam like that. That's Brothers Osborne, It Ain't My Fault.
But it ain't my fault.
I wasn't even going to play the whole song, but I couldn't stop. Every time I put my finger on it, jam me out of it. It's like, get off me.
It's not
like,
your fault.
That's it. Ain't, yeah.
But it ain't my fault.
Okay.
I had a little fun, not a wrong got done, but it ain't my fault. I got my hands up.
Our station program director. Hey, do you like this song, Gator?
I love this song.
Isn't it the jam?
It's the jam.
He's dancing in the glass room.
You got the wrong guy.
We need it. We need this to be played on radio. Oh, my goodness. How about that? Amy's asking why guys are weird. Because her husband, they don't like sitting on the same side of the booth, your husband and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so we're on a double date, and there's a football game on. Had no idea there was a game on when we planned this date. Nobody said anything about it. But, of course, when we get to the restaurant, they realize it's on TV, and their eyes get big.
Who's they?
Big. Okay, I went with my husband, and then our boss and his wife.
Okay.
And so, but no mention of the game, because they're happy to be on a date. You know, they're acting like we have no issues. But I guess on the side, they're kind of talking about, how do you know the football game's on right now? But the wife and I planned it. So anyways, so then we get to the restaurant. It's on TV. They start freaking out. And then they see we're at a booth. And the booth, the way you sit, there's only one way to see the TV. And that's putting both guys on the same side together. Which is fine when the girls are there and we're on the same side. But you
Why is it not fine at any time? I would have no problem with Eddie not sitting on the same side of a booth.
Me
just watching
either.
Sure.
Actually, I love that.
Me too.
Right. Yeah. You wouldn't think anything's a big deal. We're like, okay, fine. So then, you know, girls go to the bathroom together because that's just what we do. So a couple of times we would get up and go to the restroom. Well, every time we would do that, my husband would get up and go sit on the other side of the booth. So it didn't look like they were sitting there on the same side of the
That's
booth together
funny.
They need
on a date.
To relax.
Yeah.
First of all, who cares? Second of all, how inconvenient to get up. Like, I just don't want to get up out
of
a booth.
Oh, yeah, no. And that's what we were laughing at. We had no idea that was going to happen. We get up, we go to the bathroom, I come back, my husband's sitting in my seat. I'm like, okay. And then we get up, and he's like, oh, okay. And he gets back, and he goes, and he gets in his spot to watch the game with his little boyfriend. Of course, it was like our running joke all night long. They could not let it go.
His little boyfriend.
Well, since you said it like that,
I wonder why.
Anyway, it's just like, what's wrong with guys? Like, who cares?
Eddie went to watch The Grinch last night. Was
I
it the
did.
Movie or like the play?
It was a musical. It was a play.
Really?
Live action play. Dude, I hadn't been one of those since, gosh, I don't know, forever. And it was awesome, and the kids loved it.
So the Grinch, green costume.
Yes.
Does he talk, or does the voice talk for him?
No, they talk. They're mic'd, and they just nailed it. I mean, they're
Where
so...
Where was it?
It was at the Grand Ole Opry House.
Ah.
And they nailed it. My 8-year-old absolutely loved it. He was LOLing the whole time. The little one was a little scared when the Grinch came out at first, because it's... I mean, the Grinch is not the...
He's three?
He's three.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really dark, and he
you
starts,
mean
but once they start singing, everyone's dancing, they loved it. And, dude, I had a blast, too.
Really?
Yes.
How late did it go?
Till 8:30. It wasn't late at all, which is 8:30 is their bedtime. So they were in bed about 30 minutes later than they normally are. But this is going to be a new tradition for us.
Which is what?
A Christmas play musical, whether it's The Nutcracker, The Grinch, whatever. We're going to do that every year from now on, because I just feel like that was a memory made for them that they're going to remember for Christmas. And now it's like,
that's awesome.
We're going to do this.
Man, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. They know
you're
that
a mean one.
That's a jam.
You're
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel.
Stood the test of time.
100% transparency. I didn't never really knew what the story was about.
Oh, you know about the Grinch?
No, that's what was so cool about going to the play, like learning and watching the whole story unfold.
Was Jim Carrey there?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, that'd been fun.
Yeah, oh. that would have been awesome. Are you kidding me?
I'm disappointed. I'm like, oh.
Oh, no, Jim Carrey.
I thought Liar Liar was going to be
there. Although Junior did think this, all his actors were famous.
Oh, he did? Yeah. I think it's funny when people try to get me. And I think it's fair. Morgan's going to try to get me right now. She has created a game. And I did say this. Okay, go ahead, Morgan. I'll let you tell him what you're going to do.
Okay, so I think you always win when it comes to trivia games.
Got it. I do. I'm good at trivia.
Yeah.
Would we all agree that I'm pretty good at trivia?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not
pretty
good.
You're great.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
It's getting a little bit boring since you're so good. So I made a trivia game I think that one of our members can beat you at.
All right, I'm in. I can beat you.
I picked Amy for this one.
What's the trivia game?
It's Bible trivia.
Bible.
Oh, no way.
Bobby's the champion at Bible
trivia.
Gosh,
I don't know.
Who do you pick here?
No, dude, you're so good at everything, and I know how well you know the Bible. I'm going with Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going with Bobby.
Although, I know Amy knows stuff,
yeah,
Bible
Amy
stuff really well.
The church one of our group. She is going to win. She went to church all growing up. She goes to church
but I also
now.
Went to school all growing up. I don't I mean, stuff just doesn't stick with me.
Pick your winner here, Eddie.
Bobby.
Lunchbox?
It's easily Amy, even though she has no confidence in herself.
Because nobody beats Bobby at anything, and Bobby even always, Bobby was Bible trivia champion.
Did this
for
come
like,
up because of the Methuselah comment last week?
The what?
The Methuselah.
Yeah, so we were talking about age, and I was like, old as Methuselah. And it's a Bible reference, because Methuselah was almost 1,000 years
See?
Old.
See? That's why I pick you.
Ray, who do you pick, Amy or me?
You went to church all growing up.
No, it's you, the trivia.
I'm up to play. Bring it. You want to do it now or you want to do what? You want to wait until tomorrow?
No, do it now.
No. Oh, okay. Do you have it right now? Ready?
Yeah, I've got my questions. You ready?
Do you want to do it from there?
We can give Amy a day to study.
I'll play now.
The Bible.
Let me get some music here. Okay, write your answer down.
Okay.
All right, Morgan, I'm ready.
Okay.
Question number one. Morgan, our producer from the glass room.
How many books are in the Bible?
Oh, gosh.
Are you talking New and Old Testament combined, or?
Attaboy.
Yes, attaboy. The combination of both.
Combination of both.
Get them bones.
New Testament.
Eddie, I'm about to make you proud, son.
Yeah.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
I mean,
see, this is like common stuff that I should know.
Hey, I just went to the bank and got some money. Money in the bank!
Boom!
All right.
That was funny.
All right. Amy, your answer?
I don't know. 100.
100 is your answer?
Yeah.
I'm going to say. Is it get right on? Or do we have to get it within a couple?
Hit it right on.
Okay, I'm going to say 66.
Oh my God.
No,
gosh.
It's not 66. I know that.
You don't think it's 66?
I don't think so.
What is the answer?
66.
No way!
What on earth?
Oh my gosh.
How did you know that?
Okay.
Recall.
Go. What's the next one? Hit me.
Because I believe it's like 30 something and 20 something, or 20 something and 30 something.
I know the New Testament.
Is that right?
20,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I thought there was like 80.
All right. Let's go. Question number two.
Question number two. What is the fifth commandment?
First commandment.
Honor your father.
I'm in.
Commandment number five. The Lord's name in
vain. Freedom of speech.
No, that is not one.
I was like, is that
really? That's
one?
Funny.
Okay, I'm in.
Thou shalt not eat. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Covet what? Your neighbor.
Mm-mm. Honor thy father and thy mother. That's the
fifth
one.
I said first.
Answer?
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Yeah, boom!
I thought you had it when you said it.
I know, I said it and then I second-guessed myself.
Amy.
What?
I put my confidence in you and you're making me
no,
look bad.
No, this is how I am on trivia all the time.
All right, Bible trivia. Let's go. Question number three. Bring it.
Number three. How many people did Jesus feed with five loaves of bread?
Come on.
I'm in.
And two fish.
Now, this is not a specific number. This is just what it was close to.
Yes. It's a approximation.
Got it. You want to say it at the same time?
Sure.
Approximately 5,000. All right, good.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Thank you. 5,
Amy, you're on the board.
Amy's on the board. Give me another one.
Okay, how many baskets of food did he have left after feeding them?
I'm in. Eddie, you want to read it from my paper?
I do. Yep. Say you ready? 12.
Amy?
12.
Oh!
Yeah! Amy's coming back hard.
Oh, too bad there's only one question. Last question worth 10 points!
I mean, Bones! Let's go, Bones!
Go ahead.
Okay. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but he grew up where?
Oh, Mountain Pine.
Really?
Oh, little town of Bethlehem. Oh, my gosh.
Lunchbox, you know this one?
Yes, dude. Catholic Church, I go to this.
Do you know it? I know it.
Well, now,
I've yes. written down to
Austin,
Eddie.
Texas.
Eddie.
Yeah.
No, that'd be the same joke Bobby made.
Nashville, Tennessee.
I need to go to like vacation Bible school right now.
Yo, okay. You know this.
No, I know I do. When you say it, I'm going to shoot myself.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Easy. Whoa, Amy. Goodness. Don't do that.
Okay.
Whoa, whoa.
Amy, it's just a game. It's,
hey, we're just triviaing.
I was not literally.
Jeez.
It was like I'm now.
Figuratively.
Lunchbox, do you know it?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Vatican City.
No! Oh,
that's where the Pope lives.
Come on.
But I mean, I'm not going to.
Mountain Pine is a better answer.
Dude.
Like, oh. Everything Amy, that's coming to my head.
Amy, what do you
like,
have?
She has Vatican City.
I have nothing. I've written down Bethlehem, but that's where he was born. And oh, I know that she traveled to Bethlehem to give birth to him on a...
Yeah.
Can you read my
Jesus
answer, please?
Of
yes,
Nazareth!
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh,
did
Jesus
I go 5 for 5?
Yay.
5, 4, 5! 5, 4, 5!
5, 4, 5!
5, 4, 5!
Man.
Jesus of
you sure of that's Nazareth. Not... Is that near Vatican City?
Not. Well, maybe.
I don't think so, but...
You may not want to guess.
I'm not going to guess.
Bones.
All right, enough of that.
All right.
I only got two.
You can tweet me Mr. Bobby Bones. I'm checking my Twitters right now. And lots of people saying hello. Appreciate all that. Other than that, it's another trivia game for me.
Nailed it.
One in the books.
Do you know pop culture trivia, Amy?
Probably not, and I do it every day.
It's National Brownie Day. How many years do girls spend in the brownies before becoming Girl Scouts?
I was a brownie.
How many years before a Girl Scout?
3?
2.
Oh.
Well.
See what I'm talking about?
This is trivia. You're not good at
it's
it.
Just
yeah.
Trivia.
Yeah.
It's just trivia.
Let's do Amy trivia.
What is your name?
Where were you born?
A-N-Y? No. A-M-Y.
No, oh. I just sometimes am not very good at trivia. What's okay. The next question?
It's Terry Hatcher's birthday. How old is she? Bless you, Morgan.
You're good at these, Amy.
Who's Terry Hatcher?
Huh?
Terry Hatcher, Real Housewife, Desperate Housewife, Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, Desperate Housewives.
Oh,
Lane.
She's 50.
52.
Okay.
I'll give you one more.
Cool.
I'm not sure how this fabric is said. Muslin?
I don't know.
You don't even know what that is?
No.
It's made up from what?
A snail?
No, cotton. I think it's just a trivia thing.
Yeah,
it
definitely.
Is.
Yeah.
Because after every time you say an answer, I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense. I know it. But sometimes it just does not come to my brain.
Mm.
And sometimes we can do U.S. history trivia mm-hmm. 1 year, like around 4th of July, we do it every year. I'll nail a question.
Yeah.
The year before, totally missed it. Year before that, totally nailed it. Same question. Stuff just doesn't stick.
You're not focused. That's what it is. Well, next time. Next year, Bible trivia before Christmas, okay? Study up.
Yeah, the whole year.
Study up. There you go. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. So you want to play tennis now, huh?
Well, I mean, I used to play tennis, and then my husband and I played tennis like 5 years ago, and... You know, I feel like when I get in the groove, I can play. So I started to think, one of my girlfriends was talking about she's taking tennis lessons now. And I was like, I should do that. Like, I should start taking tennis lessons. So I talked to my husband about it, see if maybe he wants to join me. And he's like, okay, first of all, we're about to have 2 kids in the house. Like, you do not have time for tennis lessons or to be go playing tennis. Like, you already have other things that you like to do. Like, when are you going to fit tennis in? Then he was like, also, when's the last time you went rollerblading?
Oh, did you stop rollerblading already?
And I was like, let me think.
What's called, though, to be fair?
To be fair, right. But then he said, give me the last time you went rollerblading. And I said, the last time I went rollerblading was the first time I went rollerblading.
Oh, no.
I know. So he's like, okay, you know this is how you are with your hobbies. So, case closed.
So no tennis lessons?
Yeah.
No tennis racket?
Yeah.
No tennis balls?
It
none
was
of
like... I actually was like, all right, good point. Okay, moving on. Dang it.
Let's do a little musical experiment here. You got to pick a song somewhat recent. It doesn't have to be right now or even the last year, but give me something sort of recent. A song that you would say if you had to pick one defines you? I go to Lunchbox first. Like right now, you got to pick a song. I'm like, Lunchbox, pick a song that you think right now defines you.
Easy. Buy Me a Boat.
Why?
Because you say money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. I mean, need a rich uncle to kick the bucket. Sitting on a pile of money like Warren Buffett.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Nice. It took him about 3 seconds to come up with it, too. I knew Lunch would have one ready. I feel like this is the kind of stuff you sit around and think about.
I do. Yeah. Like, I think about winning the lottery and the things I can buy with that money.
What's the most important thing to you in life?
In life?
Yeah.
Probably money.
Yeah.
Because you can't do anything in life without money. But your options are limited when you have no money. If you have money, you can do whatever you want.
I'm going to ask you again. What's the most important thing to you in life?
Money. Oh. It can buy
me. He gave you a second chance.
I thought he wanted me to say it like with more emphasis. Like I was supposed to
louder.
Was I supposed to change it?
Money.
No. Be you.
Spell it.
Hey, there is no wrong answer.
Nope.
In our lives. Now, when you go home,
okay,
it may be a different one, and you have to deal with
you
it.
You got a wife that's going to be like. You.
What would you say is the most important thing in your life?
What would your wife
say? Who are
you
asking?
What do you think your wife would say
if you asked her? What's the most important thing?
To her family.
Yeah. Right.
And yeah.
Which is
you?
A nice answer.
Money.
It can buy me a boat. That's funny.
Awesome.
Oh, hey, at least you know.
It can buy me. Well, what's the most important thing to you, Bobby?
Work.
Which makes money.
No.
I would do this for way less than half.
For no money.
Which was going to be my other point.
Yes, I would get a different job. And as long as I could still do this.
Dang.
Yeah, I would do this for nothing.
Did you hear that, bosses?
Money! Perfect money! No, this is like this is what I love.
He'd do it for $5 an hour.
That's pretty awesome. The bosses are like, "Hey guys, let's re-"
next negotiation. I think we got him right by the old noodles.
They like play back.
Play this clip.
Yes.
Yeah. Bobby, like, can we see in our office here? Play the tape, please. I'll do it for free. Well, we're not even gonna go that far, Bobby. We'll make you a deal.
Give you $5.
We'll give you a 50% reduction on what you're making now. Congratulations. Okay. Thank you, Lunchbox.
You're welcome.
Eddie.
Oh, mine is
one song.
Mine is Ride by 21 Pilots.
Why?
I just picture me, you know, riding the rocket, kind of just taking my time and thinking about things. Like, that's what he's doing in the song.
You picture... Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You picture yourself in your own dream and imagination.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the car that you admit is the biggest piece of crap ever.
Right.
That you took to get appraised and they were going to give you...
$800.
$800.
Yeah.
In your vision and your dream, you're still in that same car?
Well, yeah, you're saying, like, what defines me now, and that's me in my rocket just kind of, like, taking my time, you know what I'm saying? I've been thinking too much. I'm taking my time on my ride. You know what I'm saying? Picture me in the rocket right now.
I don't have to. I see you taking your time on your rocket all the time.
Right.
This is already your life.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's easy to say. You get nowhere on time. Yeah,
I can't go more than 45 miles per hour.
Exactly.
Just taking my time on my ride.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's already. I didn't say what song is you right now.
Oh, you didn't?
Amy, well, what song defines you right now?
I was thinking when Kelsey.
You just said that.
What?
You just said that.
What?
He said, I didn't say what song you says you right now. And then you said, right now. And then he said, what song defines you right now?
All
right.
Go ahead.
Money.
What's happening? Okay. Do you want me to go?
You can go.
Okay. So Kelsey Ballerini was in the other morning performing Blake Scott Gave Me You. And when she was singing it, I was thinking about, I mean, in my life, like right now in my life, I feel like the past few years, I've never had more ups and downs than I've ever had in my entire life. Like really great times, some low times. And I was thinking about the various people, like my husband and some friends and people in my life that I was just like, ah. And then the song's like, God gave you for the ups and downs. And so that song automatically came to my head because I was thinking about those specific people when she was singing. And
what about right now? I'm stupid. No, you're right.
Oh, it is right now. Like, I'm just, right now, like, that, it's a song that, like, really hit me when she was singing it. Because I'm so thankful for the people in my life that get me through the ups and downs.
I'm just kidding. I know I was giving me a hard time. That was,
Scott gave me you for the ups and downs.
Did you listen to that song differently when she played it live acoustic?
Yes. And I think when she was in here with the dude that wrote it, I'm sorry, I don't remember his name.
Dave Barnes.
And then, yeah, just watching them perform it live, I don't know, it was just having this overwhelming picturing, like, different people. I'm like, oh, that's life. Like, we should be there for each other in the ups and downs. Like, you're there for me in the ups and downs. Am I part of your song?
My song is Amy.
Amy, what you want to do?
Just kidding. Yeah, what's your song?
Right now. What defines you right now?
It doesn't mean like right now.
I'm such an idiot. Yeah.
No, listen, you got it. Go.
It's been a long year.
I know. Right. I know. It's almost over, dude.
Dude, we got like so close. 3.5 left shows. Right now. Well, I have a girlfriend that I haven't had in a long time.
Uh-oh.
And I don't see, it's not a love song. Not really.
You've got to be kidding me.
But I think now, that song that Blake Shelton has, that where he's just a guy, but everybody cares about the girl, a guy with a girl. He's like, I'm just, here, let me hear it. I think probably this song.
And I'm just a guy with a girl everybody wants to know.
I want you to know that I don't just see her and don't notice you. I only notice you and I ignore her. There you go. I didn't want you to feel bad.
No, I'm actually wonderful with that. Like, it's the greatest thing ever.
The guy with a girl. I like
that.
That's
a good one.
I'm just a dude.
For right now.
Everybody.
Man, look at you trying to... Oh, man.
She's going to like that, too.
Yeah, she's
what?
Trying to make her... Look, you're so wonderful.
No. I'm not. It's not that.
God.
Because I didn't pick money doesn't mean I...
Dude, I thought you were going to go with holding her. I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
Well, on a corn down on 2nd Street.
That's where I popped the question.
And to my amazement, she actually said yes.
Yes, she did.
That's how Bobby tells us that he's proposed.
Right.
And
tears.
He's got a baby girl.
In my eyes.
As I pull the ring. Then a few years later, God sent me mama, a sweet down and day out, sweet baby girl. And ever since that day, I'm going to tell you, man, I've become a brand new man. Because when I'm holding man, we're good, dude. We should be a band.
Yeah, we should. We should start one.
Oh, no.
Tour the country.
You watched episode 2 of that Scientology show?
Yep.
Was it as crazy as episode 1?
Yeah. Crazy stuff, man. When you try to leave there, oh, it's almost like you leave there, especially if you're high ranking, and you just have to be prepared to be scared for your life almost, in a sense, if you speak out. Now, there was a head guy that left. He didn't speak out for a few years, then he decided to start speaking out. I mean, crazy things started happening to him.
So it's Leah Remini, who's in King of Queens, and it's all about her life.
It's about her experiences, yes, but she also goes and visits other people, and like they take cameras into their home. They sit down, they interview them. A lot of them, it's like this one woman, she's like, this is the first home I've ever known, because she lived at the Scientology place for like 40 years. And this other guy that got out, he was a Scientologist for 46 years, way at the top. When he got out, he started to see people. The trash man came to his door one day and said, hey, I just feel really bad about this. I have to confess. He's like, but there's a group of people paying me to give them your trash. And they were going through his trash, trying to find any dirt on him to they would put out false articles about him, defame him, basically. So if he ever spoke out, there would be all this negative stuff about him in the news, so nobody would believe him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What channel is this on? PBS?
A&E. No, it's on A&E, and if you go to A&E.com or whatever, I've been watching it just from their website for free.
Really?
Like, and I don't watch it the night of, because it's on Tuesday nights, and I typically, well, the past first two episodes I watched on a Wednesday. just like while I'm doing stuff. There was even stuff because I'm doing it while I'm cleaning and whatnot that sound was so intriguing I had to go back and rewind it because I didn't want to miss it.
Man, that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, has anyone watched This Is Us, the finale?
No, not yet.
Only Eddie has.
I'm done.
Yeah.
And wow.
I follow some of the cast because we follow each other. Yeah. They're cool and nice and stuff. And they kind of spoiled it even though I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, dude, they can't do that stuff.
I know. They have to realize most people aren't watching it right then.
Correct.
But it's like, when do you go?
It's worth it, dude. Watch it.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
It's a good show. This Is Us, man. Appreciate you. Gotta go. See you on Friday. We'll do the dance party. If today you want to listen to the show, iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. No music, no commercials, just show. Bobby Bones Show on Demand. There's also a show I do from my house called The Bobby Cast. You can also search Bobby Cast. Recently, we've had Chris Jansen stop by, Lee Thomas Miller, the writer, Craig Campbell has been by, Chip Esten from Nashville has been by. And we just talk for like an hour. So if you're out doing chores, running, I don't know what you're doing right now. iHeartRadio, search Bobby Cast. See you Friday. Hope you have a great Thursday. Yeah.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.